All right, I want to bring in another listener question now, doctor. This is Sarah Corsi. She's 36 years old and lives in Maryland.
What counts as a pre-existing condition given this new guidance for anyone under 65? My son had reflux as a baby, and I have been diagnosed as pre-diabetic. Are these pre-existing conditions? Do I qualify for my booster?
So just to scope this out here, what health problems constitute the ability to get a COVID vaccine if you're outside of those age groups that are listed?
Yeah, so it's estimated that up to 30 to 60% of Americans, when you look at the old criterion anyway, would have a pre-existing condition. They include things like obesity or asthma or even depression, diabetes certainly. The problem is we're not really sure if that will be ratified by the new advisory board to the CDC in their upcoming meeting. And secondly, even if you have a comorbidity and you're younger, how is it going to be enforced? Would the pharmacist just allow you to attest it and check off a box? Would you be needing a prescription? So those are the questions that I have. But again, you know, we will get more information in the upcoming weeks.